I gave a speech in 2019 at a Steve Quayle conference, Gen 6 Productions, about depopulation and specifically about how Earth was being prepared for a post-human future. Now, in 2019, remember that was before COVID, right before COVID, and at that time, the idea that there would be some coordinated depopulation event was considered pretty out there. Very few people had any knowledge of depopulation or believed it could be true. Well, COVID then came along, and after watching all the fake science and the plandemic and the DOD's involvement in the weaponization of the gain-of-function systems that ultimately ended up in the jabs, etc., and watching their friends die, and watching all the clots and everything else that happened, a lot of people wised up and realized that, oh my God, there really is a depopulation agenda underway. And of course, trust in the government and the CDC and the FDA plummeted to, historic lows. But since then, a lot of people kind of forgot about the depopulation agenda, and they figured, well, they didn't get us, they failed and it's over. I'm here to tell you it's not over, that the entities that are involved in depopulation are just getting started. You can already see how they're rolling out the hantavirus psyop right now, basically a replication of the COVID virus psyop, claiming that, oh, people are getting infected and it could kill you and we all have to wear masks again. It's insane. But you can see them doing that in real time with hundreds of thousands of media reports about hantavirus, all coordinated, all staged, all theater. Even some of the people sounding the alarm from the cruise ships or wherever. Clearly, they're scripted actors. Some of them have histories that trace them back to other events as well. I mean, this whole thing is theater. It's obvious at this point. But on top of that, we have Trump launching this war on Iran, which has resulted in the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, which has shut off maybe 25% of the world's fertilizer supply and about 20% of the world's oil. So the energy infrastructure is being taken down and in some cases permanently destroyed in places like Qatar or Iran, some damage in Saudi Arabia, but also in Russia. Oil storage or oil export facilities have taken severe damage from drone strikes out of Ukraine and also seemingly from neighboring countries, possibly even Estonia. It's not clear yet, but NATO is running drone strikes against Russia's oil infrastructure. At the same time, oil refineries across the country are catching on fire. What do you think that's all about? As you can see from this map, and I assembled all the data on this, well, I had AI research agents do this, that just between January 1 and May 9th of this year, about 5.7 million barrels per day of oil infrastructure, or this is refining and oil storage, 5.7 million barrels per day have been taken offline. This is all by design. Some of it's in the United States. And since I produced this map, there's been another fire. I think it was reported in maybe Tulsa. Another major fire at an oil refinery. Not just the Chalmette refinery incident, or Chalmette, Louisiana. I'm not sure how they pronounce that. But that was just a few days ago. And then, of course, the infrastructure in Russia, I already mentioned, a lot of it in the Middle East, some in India, some in Australia. So oil refineries are being set on fire or bombed all over the world right now in order to take down infrastructure that provides energy. Now, I ask you this. The convergence of these events, taking down the fertilizer supply chain for the world, taking down the oil energy infrastructure for the world, and rolling out a hantavirus that's going to result in an obvious effort to achieve lockdowns and masks and then jabs, more jabs. And it just so happens that, oh yeah, the pharmaceutical companies had hantavirus vaccines already researched and produced and ready to go, just waiting for emergency approval. Huh? What are the odds of that? Well, what are the odds of all of this happening at the same time? War, energy lockdowns, virus lockdowns, famine. Look, it's not a coincidence, right? This is a plan. And it's a plan that's going to be used to achieve mass human extermination. I recently interviewed Michael Yon about this very point, and he said it's obvious. It's abundantly obvious. This is the way they do things. And it's been done hundreds of times throughout history at a smaller scale. But now, this is the biggest time because we have the most people on planet Earth right now. And the depopulation agenda is no longer some fringe theory. It's happening every day right in front of you. You can begin to see it now. And the data center expansion that's bulldozing across U.S. communities and stealing people's homes and water and farmland. Some of that through eminent domain seizures of homes, bulldozing the homes, stealing water out of the water mains, literally just tapping into the water mains without permission and stealing tens of millions of gallons of water. This is what data centers are doing right now. That's been widely reported. While producing heat pollution, noise pollution, light pollution, and water pollution at the same time. This is a toxic imperial tech takeover of large portions of America. And it's clearly put in place in order to build super intelligent entities that the globalists plan to use to replace human beings. And see, that gets to the crux of this whole thing. Human depopulation isn't just some sport, you know, it's not just the fancy of some elitist. It's a plan to replace human cognition and human labor with machine cognition and labor. Because the machines can be, well, the global elite think that the machines can be controlled. They might be wrong about that, but that's what they believe. Certainly the machines can run much more cost effectively than humans in many areas, including in cognitive areas of law or business or logistics or science or medicine or what have you. But also even in the physical realm, eventually, as the humanoid robots come online with the articulating hands and fingers and faces and everything, then they will be able to do surgery or plumbing or welding or delicate procedures, you know, repairing fiber optic lines and things like that. So that's coming, but it's a few years away still. In order to make room for all of this automation, a decision has been made, it was made years ago, to eliminate most of humankind. And I'm one of the few people that's been talking about this for years, even really long before 2019. And there are a few people who have been talking about this, not many, because it was mocked. It was mocked for a long time because people would say, well, government wouldn't do that because government needs tax revenues from the people. No, they don't. The government just prints whatever money they want, and they don't need tax revenues from the people. What the government needs is to get rid of the people that are on the balance sheet that are taking money from the government through Social Security, you know, entitlements, Medicare, disability, you know, pensions, government worker pensions. Those are all negative assets from the point of view of government. And so if the government can figure out a way to kill off a huge percentage of its population, then the government becomes more financially solvent, especially if they can replace those people with machines that don't have those costs. And that's exactly what's happening. So as of right now, today, I'm recording this in May of 2026, the human extermination agenda has moved into phase two. Phase one, I would consider to be more of the planning stage, or, you know, pre-planning, pre-staging type of activities, getting things ready. Stage two is when they start to roll out the active kill switches. That will include, of course, the new hantavirus jabs. It will include the mass poisoning of communities. It will include the hunting down and killing of human beings that get in the way of this agenda. It includes legal immunity for glyphosate, which is something that the Trump administration is trying to push and trying to end any liability for pesticides and herbicides so that they can supersaturate all the crops to be consumed by humans with deadly chemicals that murder your brain and kill your body. You know, organophosphate chemicals, which is the basis of an entire class of common pesticides, not to mention glyphosate as an herbicide, which is a different category, not to mention atrazine, etc. All of this is happening on purpose. So we're now beginning phase two. Phase two will accelerate through this year. Phase three will be forced famine. Phase three will really begin to take off in 2027, when you're going to have tens of millions of people around the world facing engineered famine. At minimum, you'll have 45 million people facing starvation, just based on where we are right now with the disruption of the supply of fertilizer and natural gas and energy, etc. But that number, 45 million, could grow to 10 times that, or even more. That number could grow easily to 500 million people by 2028 or 2029, if the war continues or the restrictions continue, or even if just the traffic through the Strait of Hormuz doesn't recover back to its previous normal levels, which was somewhere around 120 tanker ships per day, or in that range anyway. Right now it's like 2 per day, or sometimes 3. So it's a small fraction. It's, let's say it's 2 or 3% of what it used to be. And that's not going to fly. The world doesn't survive that. Not with all the people intact. Then on top of that, there's a project where they want to spray the stratosphere with some kind of a fungal infection in order to cause rain or something. It's insane. I have notes on this. I'm going to cover it separately. But they want to have like a atmospheric fungal infection that nobody can escape. So you'll be breathing it in no matter where you are on planet Earth. So they're basically turning our atmosphere into a giant, you know, death chamber, but it's not Zyklon B, it's something else. It's more slow kill, you know, chemtrailing or stratospheric aerosol injection using fungal spores, whatever it takes in order to kill people off. So phase three will be an accelerated kill phase, mass starvation, mass die-offs. That phase could last a couple of years. Then you'll start to see the collapse of the social order. In some areas, things will go full Mad Max, not everywhere, but in certain areas. And then, you know, phase four will be the final solution against humanity. Phase four will be the Terminator accelerated hunting down and killing of the remaining humans that survived phase three. And there'll be a lot. And the powers that be could easily unleash Terminator drones, whether dog bots or squirrels or drones, probably a lot of drones, that will just seek out humans in certain areas and just detonate and kill all the humans. That's phase four. And then phase five will be the new colonization of planet Earth with whatever entity comes next, which right now looks like it's going to be silicon. It's going to be embodied humanoid robotics run by super intelligent entities with consciousness that were summoned from the lower 3D world simulations run inside the data centers. But that's just a guess. It could be something else. Some people think it's going to be extraterrestrial. Some people think it's going to be, you know, demons from another dimension or whatever. You know, Skinwalker Ranch and all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of different theories on what comes next, and I don't know the answer, but I do know that humans are being targeted for mass extermination. And now this discussion has moved out of the fringe category into the sort of holy crap category. It's actually happening. A lot more people are able to see it now because it's happening to them. And so I want you to think about every single thing that you're told by the media or by the government. You're told things like, oh, eat more pesticides. They're perfectly safe. Yeah, why? Because that's designed to kill you. Or take more jabs. They're perfectly safe. Why? They're designed to kill you, obviously. Or have more abortions. Why? Because, of course, they're trying to achieve depopulation on purpose, you know? Eat more lead. Eat more toxic heavy metals, use more fluoride, etc. Drink the fluoride water. everything that you're told to do is designed to kill you. That is, everything you're told to do by the establishment, the narrative voices of the corporate media and the government itself. It's all designed to eliminate you as quickly as possible. Now, when I interviewed Michael Yon about this, I asked him a question that's kind of a conundrum. I said, look, it's clear that people who live in the cities will be those who are most easily killed off by the globalists. But it's also the people in the cities who are the most likely to go along with the obedience demands of the global elite, such as believing in vaccines and believing in climate change and believing in big government authority and believing in banning the Second Amendment, things like that. And he said, yeah, that's true. The city people will be the first to go, but the globalists will also try to kill off as many rural people as they can. And not everybody who lives out in the country actually knows how to grow their own food, it turns out. Some of them are still highly dependent on centralized infrastructure. But for those who are the most gullible, who tend to live in the cities, they will be the first to go. Some cities will become essentially ghost towns. And only from there, in phase four, will the Skynet systems start hunting down and searching for rural dwellers to take out with kamikaze drones or, you know, kill teams or Terminators robots or whatever they're going to end up using. And when that happens, you know, you don't want to be drinking the rural water supply, because that'll probably get targeted, maybe for poisoning or something like that in phase four, which is still a few years away, by the way. I'm not saying this will happen tomorrow. But if you're dependent on anything, whether it's electricity, water, food, that can be a vector for mass extermination. They can poison the water, they can poison the food, they can shut off the electricity. And so the true survivor is someone who has an off-grid backup power system, which is very expensive and very difficult to put together, and also off-grid water, which is easier to build. You can do rainwater catchment tanks right now if you've got some roofs to collect from, and that's, you know, that's doable, but also off-grid food. And so that's also difficult. Growing your own food is very time-consuming, and unless you are a rancher, it's difficult to get all the meat or cheese or butter, you know, animal-derived products. Those are difficult to come by unless you happen to have Amish neighbors who want to barter with you for, you know, interesting things that they need. So this is all extremely difficult to put together to actually live off-grid in a decentralized manner. But the more we embrace decentralized living, then the better our chances of survival. And so let me give you a couple of resources that can help you do that. Number one, I have a show called Decentralize.tv. My co-host Todd Pittner and I, we've done this for over 2.5 years, or gosh, is it? Seems like it's, yeah, it's about 2.5 years, I think. We've done, you know, I think coming up on a couple hundred episodes. They're all free, and they teach decentralized living. So you can watch those at decentralize.tv. Secondly, my book engine website, brightlearn.ai, thanks to over 10,000 contributing authors, we now have published over 56,000 books, many of them on do-it-yourself projects, living off-grid, growing your own food, protecting your privacy, having honest money, etc. You can download all those books for free. Just go to books.brightlearn.ai. And hundreds of those books have full-length audiobooks available to download as MP3 files, no copyright protection, fully open source. Just, you know, Creative Commons attribution licensing is actually what it is. So you're free to use it, to modify it. You can even commercialize it. You just have to give credit to brightlearn.ai. But also we have hundreds of books in Espanol. So if you know some Spanish-speaking people, you can clue them in to the Spanish books. And we're going to have a lot more Spanish language books soon. I had a little setback on the hardware side for the AI rendering of the book covers, but I'm solving that this week, and soon we'll have 1,000 books in Espanol. Once we hit 1,000 books, we're going to start doing books in French, and then we'll do Chinese after that, probably. That's the plan. and then we'll see what other languages we can do from there. So those are some free resources. You can also search for answers for natural cures or growing your own food or food preservation or living off-grid at brightanswers.ai. That's an AI engine that I built, and its internal document reference library is probably over 100 million pages of content at this point, from science papers to published books to articles and transcripts and so much more. So check that out. Again, free to use. That's brightanswers.ai. And finally, to follow my work as I try to help keep you alive and share information that can keep all of us alive, because I'm in the same boat as you. I have the same challenges that you do. And I'm asking myself the same question every day. How do we become more resilient? How do we get more off-grid? I'll share those findings with you at brightvideos.com and my articles at naturalnews.com, complete with the very popular infographics that I'm publishing every day there in my articles. And what I'm really focused on right now is trying to locate superior battery technology so that we can build a home solar grid that can, you know, that's completely off-grid, totally disconnected from the grid, but a solar system that stores energy that could be used to charge an electric vehicle, whether it's an EV side-by-side ranch vehicle or an EV ATV or an EV regular car or truck that you drive on the public roads. All of those can be charged via sunlight without going to the gas station and without using the power grid. And so that's what I'm encouraging people to look into, is off-grid systems that coexist with your current power grid system so that you have a way to charge your transportation vehicles or power tools or flashlights or what have you without relying on the power grid, because the power grid will be targeted. The power grid will be brought down on purpose in certain areas in order to accelerate either the phase 3 die-off or the phase 4 die-off. They will cut the power to the human centers, because then that gives the advantage to the machines, you know, clearly, especially at night with the thermal vision of the machines, etc. So do your best to get decentralized. I'll continue to cover the technology as best I can, and I'll bring you this news and information every day at brightvideos.com, naturalnews.com. And, you know, we'll see how many of us we can keep alive. And by the way, I have no illusions. You know, my channels will never reach the masses. The masses really aren't interested in this. They're interested in sports and celebrity news or whatever. And they're just going to die. They don't have the skill set to survive. They don't have the mindset. They're beyond reach, frankly. So even though we try to reach as many people as we can, only those who are really sort of smarter and more capable and just more wise will find this kind of information. And that's a very small subset of the population. So just the fact that you're listening to this right now, give yourself a pat on the back. You are well positioned to make it through this. And so ultimately, this is not a doom, you know, it's not doom and gloom. I mean, not for everybody. It probably is doom for the oblivious masses who never hear this. But for us, we can make it through this. All we need is the right knowledge, some technology augmentation, some self-reliance, some capital funding for whatever it takes for, you know, battery systems or whatever, and some experience of growing your own food, storing your own food, etc. We can make it through this. I'm confident of that. I have no doubt about that. In fact, it's not going to be impossible at all. It will be very doable to make it through this. But most people don't have those skills, don't have that dedication to survival, don't have the wisdom. Some don't have the money to even build a solar system or whatever it takes. So it's not going to be, you know, the masses aren't going to make it through this. And that's all by design. That's what the globalists want, is a mass kill switch, a mass die-off, anywhere from 1 to 7 billion people. That's what they're going for. I don't know how many they're going to get. My guess has been 2 billion. Maybe they'll kill 2 billion people, but that was before they closed the Strait of Hormuz. Now it could be, over time, it could be 4 billion people. Who knows? But they can't kill all of us. We are hard to kill because we're well-informed and we're well-prepared. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. naturalnews.com, brightvideos.com. Take care. Right now, more than ever, it's critical to eliminate counterparty risk. That's my belief, and don't take this as financial advice because I'm not your financial advisor, but when you want physical gold and silver in your hands or vaulted, professionally vaulted, insured, high security vault, et cetera, that eliminates that counterparty risk, which I think is an extreme risk right now. I think banks are going to fail and we're going to have bank bail-ins. The currency is failing every day, you know, kind of little by little because of all the money printing and the valuation erosion that's accelerating. Also because of what's happening in the Middle East, more and more countries are agreeing to sell oil in currencies other than the dollar. And the only way that treasury yields are kept low is by the Fed printing money and buying our own debt because there aren't enough international buyers to buy our debt anymore. So our country is like a snake eating its own tail financially. It's buying its own debt, and this is going to end badly. And when it does, in my opinion, those who hold dollars, even in bank accounts or in the stock market or whatever, they're going to be devastated by the losses. Gold and silver are the best way, in my opinion, to preserve your assets and make it through the coming storm. And the best place to get gold and silver is a company I've been working with, the original founders of the group, for 6 or 7 years now. Today it's called Battalion Metals, and you can reach them at metalswithmike.com. And the reason it's called Battalion Metals now is because they did a joint venture with Tucker Carlson. So Tucker Carlson is the co-founder of Battalion Metals. It's the same group I've worked with for years. And let me tell you about these people. They are pro-freedom, pro-liberty, pro-Ron Paul type of people. They respect your privacy. They understand the importance of your security, your privacy, and the importance of giving you gold and silver at the best possible competitive prices. So there's no bait and switch. There's no, you know, rigging. There's no weird coins like, here, have this 1.5 ounce thing that nobody knows what it is. They don't play games. Otherwise, I wouldn't promote them. This is the same company, metalswithmike.com, Battalion Metals. This is the same group that I recommend to my family, to my friends, and that I use myself. And I stack gold and silver every month, just a certain amount every month, and I have it vaulted with their vaults because I know I can trust them because they're professionals. They're high integrity people. They're not fly by night. They are the kind of people that you can trust. Again, otherwise I wouldn't even be associated with them. So when you want to get gold and silver in your hands and eliminate that counterparty risk, this is the way to do it. Just go to metalswithmike.com. You can see the prices right there online in real time at Battalion Metals, or you can schedule a call with them. Just use this button right here, schedule a call. And they are trustworthy, high integrity, knowledgeable people who can help you devise a strategy that's suitable for you. Just remember, I'm not your financial advisor. I can't give you an investment strategy personalized for you. You need to do that yourself with your own advisors. You can talk with Battalion Metals and they can help give you a lot of information and some planning as well. But make the best decision for you. And you're going to make it through this. You'll make it through the storm, even as other people lose the value of their dollars or their other investments. Gold and silver will make it through. And right now, in my opinion, gold and silver are still at an incredible buying opportunity in terms of price compared to where they're going to be represented in dollars in the near future. That's my opinion. Do your own research. Do what's best for you. And check it all out at metalswithmike.com. So thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless you all. Take care.